What a do, Tech HQ.
More content. But, how we doing, guys? Like,
what's good? I feel like we get more comfortable as, you know, we make more and more episodes. And which one is this? How many y'all got left?
This is episode six.
How many y'all got left?
One.
Ooh. What's the finale?
So we're back with Amina and Amina. Last time you guys couldn't really see Amina, so. No. Say hi to the camera, Amina.
I'm sorry, guys.
And yeah, today's episode is about love.
L-O-V-E-E.
In a big shit. Yeah, love in relations. So let's start with the icebreaker.
That's a good question.
But hold on. How many relationships have you been in?
Uno más.
One more?
It's relationships people I dated or people like.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait. I mean, I think you did press and bug something out.
Amina, you're playing with
it. Wait, it's not even connected to anything.
Okay, quick, shut up. It's not even connected to nothing.
It like stopped recording.
Persky. Amina, get Hello Kitty. All right, it's the case that's brown.
It's both brown.
All right, so tablet. Let's return it.
Get the out of here.
It's back to the icebreaker. Okay. So, how many relationships have you been in? Say one.
I said Udomar.
Oh, zero. No, I don't. Okay. Go on.
Two.
We'll get to that.
One.
Okay.
It's zero. What's your favorite love song?
Stay Down by Vampires.
Amina. Hold by Jordan Hart.
Oh, that's cute. I never heard that before.
I got a whole place.
It's in Grace.
I'm gonna say love. As by Stevie Wonder.
For sure.
I said love by Keisha Cole.
That's like a toxic type love. Yeah. Type. That's not a love.
Brandon, whoa, what?
Brandon, that just shows a lot of love.
Nobody gets me.
That's
like you
shit.
Do.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool. I mean, like, can you answer for me? Like, what do you think mine would be?
Friendship test.
I'm saying. Because off the top of my head, like, I'll just say Love Song by Future and Rihanna, but, like,
yeah.
That's just like a love song. Oh, I have it up here.
Probably, yeah.
Are these the questions?
Yeah.
Probably love song? Love by the Love Song by
L-O-V-E-E-E in a face.
I always want to say work when you ask me, so I was just going to say
it. I was about to say
work.
Yeah, last time I fucking told you.
Your love.
I wish
your love. Your love.
Oh, that's a good one, actually.
Here, wake up.
Sorry. All right, next question.
Emotions put Brandon to sleep.
Aw, man.
Who pays on the first date?
Who's taking who on the first date?
Yeah, that's my answer. Like, I think like whoever asks should like pay, cause like how are you gonna invite me somewhere?
I think the guy you
like,
should.
Like, yeah.
I thought the guy should pay regardless.
Quincy, what? Okay, so really like,
bro. I mean, you got that.
Actually, wait. So who was the second date then?
What?
If it's like mutual, like
for me, I'd just be like for the moment. If I want to pay for it, if not, then like.
Like, after the first date, I feel like if you take somebody else to a date, like, you should pay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't expect them to pay. Like, it doesn't work. Like, Bennett, what's your take on this?
Oh, my gosh.
No, I always pay, so.
Yeah, I was about to say,
I always pay, so, like, I never, like.
Ben, you're
gotta, oh, so you don't even got to think about it. Okay.
You got to, like,
okay, my
phone. But then, like, the girl pays back in other ways, like.
Oh.
Oh.
No. Like, not like
that. I was gonna say you can't pause at that.
What?
Oh. Anyways.
In other ways, like, I don't know, the little stuff.
Yeah. I'm not letting that one slide. Absolutely not.
In other ways.
Cause really that sounded crazy.
No, not like that. Guys. Crazy. Get your head out the gutter.
Oh,
John B.
What?
Oh, please. Please go.
Next. This is low-key spinning back to Amina, because, like, we got to get into you. But, what's your definition of a relationship?
That's very broad, like, very vague. Dating when, relationship? I feel, okay.
When two people come together and agree that they both like each other. And they want to be further than friends. Actually, wait, scratch that. Because, like, a love relationship, like a, because friends, yeah, like, you made the two friends can be, like,
yeah,
that's a question. Two friends can be in a relationship, like a friendship relationship. So.
Yeah, like me.
But, like, I'm talking about, like, a dating relationship. Like, what? Yeah.
When two people come together and they're, like, they both really like each other and they want to be past friends.
But, like, what's the difference between, oh, well, that's another
question. Okay, do you think, like, you think a middle school relationship counts?
Absolutely, I mean, you're not, like,
8th grade and you go to, like, freshman year.
No, I don't know. 8th grade can go into, like, high school. Like, if it's, like,
a But even, like, freshman year of high school don't really count for
like, what do you
think? Well,
that's true. Well, it depends, like,
if you're, like, yeah, like,
no, it depends on your maturity level.
Yeah.
But then it's, like, are you, you're not even driving yet. You're not, you can't pay for nothing. Like, what are you doing?
Because, like, this newer generation,
I was about to say, because, you know, that girl was, like, 16. So, like, for her, I feel like that would count because, like, I was, like, older, you know, stuff like that. But, like, if you're Amar, like, dating somebody else, like, that doesn't count.
Yeah. Like, that was crazy. What if Amar came home with a girl? Like, what'd you do?
Oh,
would you, like, that, like, that, would you, like, back her up?
Like, would you welcome
her? I would walk and be like,
what if he closed the door behind him?
Amina!
Whoa!
You're gonna hear him squeaking.
Oh,
I'm sorry, sir.
Wow.
That's gross.
Wow.
Please him, bro.
Okay. Amina, Amina.
Wait, which, if, you, like, if he asked you to, like, pick up the girl for him, you would?
Yeah.
You think he would ask you?
What if he asked you money to, like, take her on a date?
Hell no.
No, it's just crazy. Like,
it's your little brother.
$7.
No. That's what
$20 for a movie date?
No.
$20? What's that getting you at the movie?
That's
two tickets and a popcorn.
Two tickets that's for $20?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
That's getting you a popcorn. That's getting you
the popcorn alone is $20. That's getting you an icy.
Anyway. Amina, what's your answer?
I'm not sure because, like, I don't know it.
Like, what would you, like, what would you consider being, like, the factor that, like,
you're in
you're
a
lot, you, like, what makes it, like, a relationship?
I think both of you agreeing, like, actually talking about it and, like, agreeing that, okay, like, we're in a relationship, obviously, like, we're not doing nothing outside of, like, investing our time and, like, energy in us and, like, our...
Yeah.
So I think that's, Yeah,
I probably agree with what Amina said, I guess.
You haven't done that once.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, I have. For a long time, so shut up.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you hate me. Like, all right.
Oh my gosh. I'm getting kind of hot in here. Brandon?
I think two people, like...
Okay, sorry, cut you off. I also feel like it don't even gotta be that deep, for real. Like, you just... If you like someone, and they like you, and you just agree not to talk to other people, and you know, like...
I mean, be that's there not for a relationship.
Like, okay, so, but there's open relationship stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but that's but a whole other different...
If you're open, are you really, like, dating?
That's what I'm saying. I don't agree with open relationships.
I don't agree with it, but it's, like, a thing.
Yeah. Because you can... You always come back to each other, though, like... Besides, like,
but what else are you searching for that I don't have? You know what I mean? Like,
some people aren't just not trying to, you know, make it nasty, but like, some people just want to be pleased by like more than one person.
That's just people's personality,
I think it's just two people that like, you show your dedication to one another and like,
that was good,
man. I don't know, yeah, you just commit to each other.
Yeah, I was gonna just say, commitment. Like, I think, like,
that's probably the biggest thing is commitment,
like, and like, you have to like be able to. Like, show your love, like, publicly and, like, privately. So.
Some people don't be into that, though.
But, like, if you can't, if you're not willing to, like, bring your girl out.
I'm about to say, and I feel like another thing on commitment is being willing to, like, do things for that person, too.
That's good.
This is kind of related, but, like, what does an ideal relationship look like to you? Like, what are you looking for in a person?
Let's start that way.
I think someone like that's like me, because like I think I'm very like goofy and silly. So if you're like not serious, like if you're too serious, then I can't be with you, because like the relationship needs to be fun. You know, we need to like travel and stuff, do sports and stuff, and yeah. Okay. So just a fun relationship, I guess.
Yeah, sort of. I agree with Brandon a little bit. Heavy on like the like me part, but like me, but not too much, because I don't like. Because my current little stink is like very like spontaneous and stuff, and that's like one of my biggest things. So I like that a lot. So spontaneous, I feel like, you know, like just like a good human, like good to listen to, because I like talk a lot too. That's one of Lil Pookie's better things, is she listens very well.
Amina.
Yeah, same thing. Like I talk a lot, so I'm like I just like I need someone to match that. Like, and then it's like. Someone who just understand, like, I need someone that, went through the same, like, I can't, like, we had, like a trauma bond.
Similar, but, like, not too much.
Yeah,
like,
not, like, not
trauma. You have, like, a million trauma. How are you going to find someone that has the same trauma?
Damn. Like, PTSD. No, like, not that type. Okay, that's, like, extra PTSD. Like, actual, PTSD. You. Like, stuff like, you can't come from, yeah, someone that's, like, relatable, like, yeah, like, will understand me and stuff, like, yeah, and, like, you obviously gotta like, be, like, funny and stuff, like, gotta be loud, you can't be quiet.
You can, like, look good, too, forgot to add that part, but
you have to, yeah. Or I feel like you want to date somebody that you're not attracted to.
Okay, yeah. Do you think, you guys think love is blind, like, you think you could get married?
Yes.
Amen. No. You think you could get married?
So like, there's a show like, where basically you don't see your person that you're talking to.
Oh, actually, hell.
And you end up getting married. Like,
right,
you're
absolutely
like,
not.
So, but it shows like you're like.
No.
I'm not. I'm
it shows that you're what? They be like personality. Wait. It shows that you're like what?
Like you're only into their personality. You don't see what they look like. So
well, I mean, that's I get that, but like.
I can't do it.
Personality is a big part of that.
I'm sorry.
Like, that's like what draws me.
It looks like,
yeah, it's like. How you look draws me first.
Yeah, because like so when you're like trying to find somebody to, you know, like talk to, you're not thinking of, oh, they're probably a really good person. Like, no, I'm looking like, at your face.
Yeah. So. And it's like, that's who I'm, at the end of the day, that's who I'm like saying goodnight to. So I don't want to like
turn over. Like, I'm
crazy. Like,
roll over into Shrek.
Shrek is crazy. I hope they have to touch it. Like, you could like fix them up, maybe.
You know, that's not mine.
Yeah. Like,
do you think, can you fix him?
But how do you?
Can you fix?
What am I supposed to tell him? Go get a haircut because I don't like the way you look.
That's no, like you can like give him
a suggestion. Like, not like.
I would be too awkward for that. I don't know.
No, like, how that's to too approach controlling.
Like, you can, well, yeah.
Not like
that's not controlling.
If someone that came up to me and told me to change something about myself because you don't like
it. No, like not like change. I don't like it.
But either, like, it's not even. It's like the
lashes, like you look beautiful without them, like
yeah, like it can be like small comments like that, like you look better like this, like, or I like that. Not well, I think you look good, like you can like hype them up when they have like
when they people, don't have it,
yeah, like some people like don't have like beards, like, I think like, you're beautiful, or like they'll shave their beards because their girlfriends don't like it or something like that. And, like,
you can say like, let's go to the gym together, like.
It's terrible.
That's not how that's terrible.
No, not depends, too much. Just like thinking like you. Never mind. It's just
Brandon's concern is
putting. Yeah, they're way.
No, it's not. No, I'm
that's
saying
what he's yeah, worried clearly.
About. That's not true.
They have to have a six pack, okay. Brandon. No stomach.
That's not true.
Body
no waist,
tea.
Water waistline.
He wants Tyler.
Me too.
Me too.
Ooh, that's a good question. We should do like celebrity crushes.
That's a question.
Come on, yo. Come on.
Yeah.
Like,
I didn't hear that.
Oh,
Keith Powers.
That
boy's
taking
about.
No.
Wait.
Wait, save
it. Save
it. Oh, really? There's a Tyler in the school.
Absolutely.
Oh. No.
Tyler's
like.
Make me sweat.
No.
You were just.
No. Maybe like the little curly hair, but.
Be dead ass.
I was just. Yeah, I don't know why she was like that. Sorry, you.
Red, black.
Okay, go ahead.
Red flags and green flags.
In, like, a partner?
Yeah, in a partner.
Red flag gets matched easily.
Okay. What's a green flag?
Money.
And, like...
It's a gold digger.
You're a gold digger.
You're a gold digger.
That's true, though.
I'm
nah, they can't be too broke. Like,
what's too broke to you? Because you're goddamn rich.
I'm not rich, but it's like... When someone's like... Like too broke, like I don't know.
Oh,
I'm not
too broke.
I'm broke, like, I'm broke myself. Like,
okay, no, you're not a liar.
No, I'm broke.
Just ridiculous.
But like,
or my like, cash out.
Never mind.
He gave up trying to explain.
No, go.
No,
I need time to.
A red flag. Not being able to take a joke. Mm. Green flag.
Taking jokes.
Well, yeah, but like. You like getting my humor, I guess.
Okay, hashing your vibe. Really hashing your vibe.
Yeah, like you gotta be my little vibe. You gotta match my little vibe.
Yeah. Green flag, like people that are listeners, you know. They take time to understand what you're saying. It's a green flag.
Amina.
Red flag, like not smart. Like,
yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Smart, I was gonna say intelligent.
Like intentionally, like not smart. Like, it doesn't take that much to
like,
not be
even, like not like, even like academically
I
like,
feel like it's, common sense. Let's say on a scale from 0 to 100, like if you're 50 on both smarts like in school and like common sense, like that's like good. But if you're below 50 on either of those, like, that's,
like I it don't like, take
actually
much
like an idiot.
Yeah. And then those red green funny. That's a good one.
I think green is like when I know like they want me like
Obsessed.
Oh, like they know what they want.
Yeah, like they know what they want. Yeah, and like I could tell like they want me. And the red flag is probably like
shy.
I have another.
I don't know if it's shy. Like,
would you date a shy girl?
Yeah, I have. So,
oh.
Anyways, I think not taking a joke too.
Another red one I'd like to add is lying, like unnecessarily, yeah. Like, even about like small things. I feel like. That's gotta go. Because if you lying about what color your shoes are, like, imagine, like, down the road, like, that's not good.
Real.
Oh, wait, a red flag is when they're not, if they're not, like, close to the parents. Or, like, if they don't, like,
why? Family oriented.
Yeah.
Oh, also, if they're, like, yeah. Always evolved, like,
why?
Because I feel like it's, like,
if you ain't right for your
I'm
family
oriented yeah. To, like,
but, like, what other parents are, like, just, like, not, like.
News. Like,
what if, like, you just don't. A good relationship with them, but like you that's like the rest of your family.
Like
it's cut, it's right.
Really?
I don't know if it's cut. I don't know if it's cut, but it's like I don't want my partner to be like a nice family because mm-hmm. if they grow up in a nice family, you know, we're gonna have a nice family and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, and they're like taught that like societal yeah. type things.
Your turn, man.
I think a red flag for me is like talking out of anger. I feel like mm. your mouth is crazy when you're angry.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Like, I can't. Like, mm. And then trying to, like, double back when you're all calm. No.
That's a good one, Amina.
And then green flag. Like, not afraid to show that, like, you like, or I don't, how far?
Like, showing
that?
Your affection.
Yeah, like, showing affection. Like, you're not afraid to, like, you.
Yep.
just like you like want me to know that like you're for me, if that makes sense.
So like romantic gestures, like yeah, like flowers, like
not even that, just like words of affirmation.
Ooh,
just
that's
like,
a good question.
Oh,
just
like
the love
letting
language
me
question
know.
Up there?
Oh, that is a
that's
good
question. What am I eating this episode of?
Yeah, what's the question?
What's your love language?
Quality time, that was called.
Yeah.
I don't like anything else.
I don't like.
Oh my god!
I don't mess with affirmation like that. Physical touch, I hate.
I feel like.
Yeah, I don't think you hate it.
No,
that's
no,
a
like,
lot.
I promise
that's
you, like.
Should I call the B reels?
Oh!
Wait, but like.
No,
so
but
if you're dating
like
someone, you can just can't touch the.
No, I mean, I get that, like personal time, but like. I like my personal space.
You want to cuddle? Like,
yeah, that, I mean, cuddle, but like, your generation, that's gonna happen anyways. But like,
I know, but that's like,
but like,
bro.
That's
when it's constant, like, bro.
I think,
but you're like alone sometimes. That's when it's not
alone.
It's,
yeah. No, I get
like,
alone. Like, when I'm alone, like, yeah, but like,
when I'm alone, Jesus
like,
Christ.
Yeah. Wait, I'm sorry.
You
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Bro.
So damn quick to say that.
I don't like it.
I feel like constant words of affirmation are like annoying.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I'm saying.
No, okay. That's what I thought too, but when, like, right, like,
and not,
like no, tell
without
us.
It, like, I thought I didn't need it, but without it, like, I need reinsurance.
Now, without it, yeah, but
like, I thought I didn't need it, but like,
well, like, yeah, it feels nice if it's like coming, like, not
genuinely?
Like every box,
yeah.
Yeah, I feel like at random times is best. Like, if you're, like, out shopping and then, like, you tell me, like, you love me or something, or, like, I look beautiful or something, that's, like, cute. But then saying it, like...
Like, getting a shy person to, like, say
what's happening. Coming from the gym and you're sitting here.
Yeah, that's...
It's so hard.
Yeah.
Physical touch.
Polar opposites.
Definitely. Yeah. I know, I think all of the above are my problem.
Wait, what are
quality time, physical touch, gift giving.
Ooh, gift. I'm a gift giver.
I hate like
the I don't like receiving.
Now that I got my bread up.
Quaker, low key means well, yeah. No, I'll always be down for a gift. You know, I like
my I'll be down for
a gift. But
like like giving gifts feels bad.
I'll
be spending bad money.
But then
on,
I look
like,
at the bank
and like,
I mean, my bank statement's like it hurts a little bit. But,
like, yeah,
I
like
buying the gifts though.
And like I hate spending money, so it's like bad.
No, I didn't buy gifts before, but now I do because I like got it like that. You know what I'm saying? Now I got my bread. I
thought of waiting on my Nike sweatpants.
Get me some Dunks.
You have Dunks.
I want new ones.
They are a little crazy, man. Mine too.
I'm gonna say quality time and physical touch, I guess. The words of affirmation is very close second to physical touch, but yeah.
I'm gonna say gift giving as like a placeholder, but I feel like I haven't really like.
Who do you give gifts to? For
love language is something you do anytime, anywhere. Like, it doesn't matter the circumstance, and it doesn't matter the day.
Like, I'd be, like, selfless. Like, I'd be giving stuff away. Like,
I don't know. Definitely a place for the quick.
Wait, if she makes me food and, like, she tells me to come get some, is that acts of service?
That's cute. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, acts of service.
That's
I love me some acts of service. I think that's second for me. That or words of affirmation.
That's somewhere around the middle.
This was like the crushes section, so like it says feelings / crushes, but let's just do celebrity crushes.
We could do it.
I thought we were talking about my celebrity crush the other day, weren't we? I could have sworn we were talking about that.
You could do names.
I was talking about my coworker. I don't know about you.
That's a way to work around it, though. Like, how you know that?
Oh, shit.
No, it's hard. Oh, no, I think I know where you're,
yeah,
where
like
you're trying to go. How do you know if you have a crush?
Something like that, something on the lines of that. That's kind
you feel
of
it crazy. Inside, you get warm and tingly.
Yeah.
And
I feel like when you're always like trying to look for someone, them,
butterflies
like,
in your stomach.
You
if
you
talk to
them,
you always want to talk to them. You want to tell them about any and everything that you do.
Crush is someone that you think looks good, which is like.
And not just thinking looks good.
Not just
though.
That. You like well,
I think a lot of people
like,
look good.
Some
base level,
like,
base level. Like,
yeah,
base level crush is like, like you see them in the hallway.
Because, like we were saying earlier, like you don't just think, oh, I bet they're a good person. Like, you think they look good. Like,
I don't get crushes just based off of looks.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people
but like,
look
yeah, it's
good.
Also
I'm
like
have
their
a
behavior.
Crush on like everybody.
Oh, better question.
Yeah.
No,
what are your icks?
Right. Oh,
lady
my
boner.
God.
Yeah,
I gotta go
for
a check.
Lady
yeah,
boner.
Good,
Trish.
So you're
I mean, so you give your
like,
so don't look in the mirror. Me not
like what?
Being dumb. Like I said before.
Yeah,
like,
being like
that's
stupid.
Like, why do you act like that? Like that yeah.
No, that's a good like why do you act like that? Like their behavior.
You don't see the things you do.
Like the way
you're
like
a pothead. Mm-hmm.
Pothead. Oh wow.
If you're like pothead. Yeah. If that's like your life, like that's all you talk about then.
Yeah. That's real.
People who talk in a baby voice.
No, that's cute.
Oh, that's cute.
That's cute.
I think that's cute.
Brandon, that 12 a.m. voice.
Not like a baby, but it's
like
I don't know. Maybe it's just a
baby. People just act
whiny,
like a baby. Talk
like
acting like a baby is ridiculous.
I can't. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The whining.
The aww.
That's not.
That's not baby.
That is a baby.
Baby.
That's like
everybody. No, that's not baby. Anything. Lady boner.
I think like yapping and like being like super.
I feel like that's.
Like, this morning,
oh,
like,
no.
Like, that,
sorry.
like that type. Like,
that
you just like don't shut up.
I don't I feel like if you're in conversation,
but you do.
No, you do.
No,
it's an ick. So,
yeah, I think it's an ick. Yeah.
Yeah, mine is definitely the stupid thing.
I think it's also like the way you carry yourself. Like, that like fully like changes the way I look at a person.
I feel like what Amina says is like very true. You're like really stupid, like, stupid stream.
Amina.
Oh, my ick is unhygienic. And
Amina be giving me that ick sometimes, bro. Oh my gosh. Like, yeah. When you used to eat stuff off the floor, like,
what?
Bro, what? Don't get me
started. Amina, nigga, shut up.
Is it blocking her?
No.
Oh.
Did you
didn't
wash her water bottle?
Oh.
Ew. But. That's like your biggest one? Amina?
Huh? Oh wait, okay, the icks and the unhygienic and there was another one. I think just unhygienic.
I think low-key music. I got another question. Like the music. People you listen to, like
that's an ick.
Oh my god, Bryson's dropping tomorrow.
Okay,
anyways. That's an ick for you.
Like it depends. Like if like let's say like
so if you're a little thing, like, not unique quick. Okay. Question for you: it's the love of your life. She only listens to Cardi B.
Like, we could get over that, because that's, like, not that serious. But, like...
You be acting like it is.
If we don't have, like, similar music...
What if they hate Onika?
Like...
Nicki Minaj, man.
Oh. That hurts.
Quickly, you know
we could well. Work on that.
Oh, now we can work on it.
Because, like, you guys don't like Nicki, bro. So, like...
I'm going to get back to you on that one.
But,
I have
like,
another question, man.
What?
What's like the first thing you notice in like a person, like
the face?
This is a good question.
No shit.
The smile. Their smile, yeah. Their laugh and smile.
Their eyes, actually.
Their eyes.
Their eyes.
Yeah, their eyes or teeth.
It took me like 3 years to know that Maddie had
Hazel eyes. Their mouth.
Yeah.
They're green. Hazel's like brown and green. No.
But they're not brown.
Or their lips. No, but it's like the lips.
Yeah.
It sounds bad. I don't be noticing facial features. Like
really.
Like so I don't notice our faces like a robot? Whole. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Let's look at the face.
Like
at?
Yeah, like when you're like.
If I'm looking at somebody, I'm not just like, oh wow, you have amazing.
But like the thing that I like
dissect their face.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like try and
like teeth. Like,
Brandon, do you know
for
that?
Sure.
I don't dissect it. I just look at them.
I just look at their faces. Like yeah.
But what is
it? Must be a
guy. Yeah.
Maybe their ears too.
You have to analyze.
See, he's mine's just eye. I think mine's eyes and teeth. I think.
Bias
first. What do their ears do for you, though?
Like,
I mean, they look nice when they're like
skin.
Ears.
Yeah.
Yeah, skin.
Yeah, definitely,
skin.
Actually.
Yes.
But I feel like, I don't know, it's like uncontrollable for some people.
For some people, but.
I won't be part of that uncontrollable.
Like,
no. Ears? No, definitely.
You don't think ears?
Are you ears? Okay. Yeah, ears.
Like, the shape
the
of
shape
them?
Of it.
Ooh,
shape
I got another ear. Question. That's... For, like, all your little stinks, like, you know, your little crushes, your little stinks, okay. What's your favorite thing about them, like, both physical-wise and, like, you know, like, personality-wise?
Smile
in
their
eyes. Smile in their eyes. The old, whatever, yeah. Remember that day, like, we were walking in the hallway, and she, like, bro, I don't know.
Wait, you
know
what I'm talking about, right?
Wait,
which one are we talking
are
about?
We talking about?
About the one that, you know what we're talking about. Yeah. I don't know. That was insane.
But I thought you said you didn't have any crushes.
I'm talking about, this is an old crush.
So what are you talking about right now?
Her physical features that, like,
physical and, like, brains. But if you don't know them well enough to say your brains, then, because I think that girl don't have a lot going on.
Anyways.
No diss or anything.
That sound like a diss.
That did sound like air up there and treating as well.
Oh, that sounded a little personal.
I mean, so what do you need to unpack?
Yeah.
What she does to
you?
You
can unpack it.
Yeah, I mean, this is a safe space.
We can read it.
You know, who hurt you?
Really, I think Brad.
Really?
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Wait. Oh.
I was just saying, like, you said everyone I thought that's pretty, right?
Okay, so
I said most recent
stink. What attracted you to...
That's a good question.
Wow.
I think it's like a whole thing, though. Yeah.
Your stink.
we have like the same values. Like we like okay. like the same person.
She's like, really just like you too.
Yeah, she's literally the same. That's right. Yeah.
Features wise.
Features, her teeth.
Okay.
And her skin.
Okay. Wait, okay, so questions. Like for like the religious folk here.
Oh my God.
Could you marry someone that's not like the same religion as you?
No, my parents. Married.
I feel like that just couldn't work. Like, how would that even? Because children down the line. What if you want children down the line?
You have children like me. My mom was Catholic. My dad's Christian.
That's the same thing. That we're talking about Buddhism and Christianity, or if you're Muslim and
Catholic. Or like atheist. Like, if you, would you marry an atheist?
No.
Atheist.
Even my family, like, it just wouldn't.
Is that somebody who doesn't?
Yeah, that doesn't believe in anything.
Like, it just wouldn't work for me. So.
Yeah, I think they could be Christian for me, but because like that's like Catholic and Christian are like pretty similar. But like if they're like anything else, my parents wouldn't even let that happen. So
yeah.
Yeah, that's very true.
Amina, are you religious? I just said
I go to church like every other.
I mean, so you're not religious. You're
not for real. No.
Recite one.
I got
one
baptized.
Verse.
I did my little first communion.
That doesn't make you religious. And you weren't even at, no, you didn't have a choice. That was
your choice. It's only time I see, bro.
When you were getting baptized, you could have told your mom
first
no.
My first I was doing CCC.
We're getting off topic, guys. Let's go back to her question. After S.
And I chose to go to church, like, a month ago, so.
I mean, just shut the hell up.
Anyways.
I like the pastor. He's cute.
This is more of, like, a, like, a discussion. So, like, a question. But, like, how do you keep a relationship alive even if there's like a dying spark?
You don't. You don't. You don't.
But what's making
that's
it
gross.
Die?
That's
you
gross.
Don't.
That is gross.
No, yeah. Amina's point. What's making
that's
it
a,
die?
Yeah, that's a good question. What's making it
I think
oh,
like
that's good.
No, actually, but time makes it.
No, that's
time
makes
but like no. But you need
time
to be consistent.
Time does not make a relationship die.
No, because during like the first 3-4 months, there's going to be
it's
a
like
fire
the honeymoon,
spark.
Like,
right after that, it's like I almost think it's boring, but it gets boring.
I feel like when it, if it's just
that's
that,
sad.
Like
that's,
just,
sad,
that's
just
actually
life.
So ridiculous.
That's just how
or are you
work.
Just too young?
No,
because
like a honeymoon phase.
There's like a different take. Because if you were older,
I
feel like
it depends
like,
on your person too, though. Like you as a person and the person you're dating.
Well, yeah, but I think age has a lot of because you have your whole life ahead of you to like. Amina, you're young. You're not even out of high school yet, and you're talking about. You're obviously not going to spend the rest of your life with one person. I mean, just shut up. Like, you know damn well. Like, let's not even play.
But like keeping it alive though, just like the little like dates, like.
Bro, my knees hurt, bro.
I don't know, giving them gifts or something. Like, that's how you like keep things alive.
That shit's not that enough.
I think exploring new things together.
Mm-hmm.
Just exploring, like.
I think if it's constant arguments that's like making a die and it's like it's just stressing me out that I'm just gonna like end it. But if it's like something small like we can't make time for each other or something like that, like
just make
you
time.
Set them
like
yeah,
that's
sacrifice.
That's really
you
sad.
Can't make
I feel
time
like
for
that.
That
would like
yeah.
But what if new opportunities come and it's like for
I think
you
it depends.
And then it's like you're away a lot.
But it depends also where you are in life too.
Yeah.
I feel like that's also
and that's what I'm saying thing. Age. Like it has a lot to do with age. Like we're too young to be like.
Is 2 year age gap bad?
No.
No.
That's kind of this question.
Oh my god.
He only texted me about this yesterday, bro.
Oh god.
Okay. Like a magnet. But anyways.
You are. I don't know what it is about that specific
it's like,
demographic.
And they all happen to be Spanish too. Like it's like.
You have a type. I told you you have a type.
Okay.
You don't.
Okay.
Know.
Oh, actually, that's
I'm
a
bad
question.
Right
you have
I don't.
Type?
I don't go.
Oh, that's a good question.
They just attract.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, sorry. You have a type?
Definitely
okay.
Not.
Do you have a type?
I was gonna say,
it doesn't have to be like race or anything, but like just
definitely
in general.
Not.
Who?
Who? Brandon.
Me?
Yeah, oh.
Sorry, guys.
I don't think I have a type. Definitely not.
Value. Yeah, that's true. I don't think you have a type.
I definitely don't.
Oh, like relationship wise, like, you don't think so? Well, or like just like crushes? Like,
yeah, just like their looks, they don't look the same. But I think that's
like, look at his
pretty,
three little
I
know. Right now, they're all
no, but I was saying, like, oh, no.
But they're all, like, if they, like, shared something, it would be, like, they have a goofy bone, I guess. Like,
goofy bone.
Goofy, okay. For me?
You
I mean,
definitely have a type.
I happen to get into things
that's
with
what
the
saying.
Type.
No.
You have a type.
But I don't go out looking like little Spanish 16-year-old. Like I don't.
Oh,
I don't do that. Like they just happen to come to me.
And how old are you again? For the viewers.
Like, man, Miss Gap is like you've been searching for her. So.
Miss Gap is crazy.
Who's Miss
Gap? Oh, Brandon. Oh.
Is she 16 or like?
She's like,
shut up.
I mean, not
Miss Gap. Who's Miss Gap?
Amina, you know that.
Okay, I got it. Yeah.
She's pretty as hell.
She's really pretty. No, but she posted the other day, and I was like, damn, like, you're actually, like, 12. Like, she's 12 in the face. I was like, anyways.
She had the room smelling.
What's your type?
Tall, dark skin, big lips.
Oh, God. Dreads, too. Dreads. Yeah, don't forget this. Don't forget the dreads.
And that's so crazy. You mean they have the. No, like, I like the two strand twist, like. Same. I'll cream on the spot, but dreads, Christ. You're gonna have to do a little more. No, like, I just can't do
it. Wow. I also said a light skinned man looked good yesterday, by the way. He was also Spanish.
I said they were cute. Let's not, because I hate light skins. I don't do light skins.
What?
You don't hate anybody on Techie.
How about Kelly? How about Kelly Oubre?
No. Any light, I just can't.
All right, how about SGA?
Light skins,
SGA tall, dark skin.
How about Jason Tatum? Or Jaylen Brown?
Jaylen Brown isn't light skinned.
Okay, I'm saying I know.
Oh my but God. Don't you like Jaylen Brown? Not ugly.
All right, but yeah.
That boy looks good.
He's ugly. He's a little ugly.
Jason Tatum does look good.
SGA.
Oh,
SGA.
SGA is a very. Jason Tatum, he's light skinned. You think he looks good?
SGA. But it's like that's different. Like he's like a man. Like I'm talking about light skinned.
He's only 19.
Little boy.
He's only 19.
Jason Tatum is not 19.
Jason Tatum is 20 fucking.
I was gonna say because I know damn well.
19, man, that's a year older than me.
You know damn well, but yeah.
Not even.
Yes, she is.
Oh, he looks good,
but and he's not like a little skin. Fashion icon, like.
Yeah.
Oh, this is Shy. This is yes.
Whoa.
Oh, I thought it was.
It's
shy.
Not shy.
Okay. Shy. I thought it was
Shy. S H A I.
Shay Gilchrist Dash Alexander.
So you should have done S H A Y instead of S H A I.
S J.
Yeah, when I see that, I think Shy. I don't think Shay.
Like Shanghai T. He's like my NBA celebrity crush. That boy look good, and his fits.
Why do we think toxic relationships are like glorified like today?
Euphoria. I'm lying.
It's been Euphoria. Way before Euphoria.
It has to be like social media.
Well, yeah, but like, what do you think about social media that makes people like want to like have a toxic relationship?
I thought it's just the new age of everyone trying to be in love. And just like personalities don't clash with people sometimes.
I can't even, because I wonder the same thing. I really don't get it why like people want
to touch. I have never seen like people want to.
No, I mean, they be
glorifying it.
And you don't see the POV glorifying
like Chris Sean and like Blue Page, like prime example.
Glorifying, I would say, not wanting to be in it. Glorifying, I would say they do like Chris Sean, like the Tell Your Girlfriend song. Like, are we serious? Like, glorifying, I would say, yes. And
what's his name? Moneybag, yo.
Yeah, like all the celebrity crumbles. Like, people be looking up to that and be like, oh, I want my.
Baby and Jada.
Yeah,
like it's just not.
Pay attention to that.
You hate Lil Baby. I know you
don't. Don't talk about my man like that.
She said Lil Baby was never a superstar.
He's not light-skinned. He was. And that's why you can out-rap like any of your favorite.
I mean, who's your top three right now?
He's definitely out-rapping Gunna. Are you kidding me?
Bro, come on.
Gunna will not.
Tight Matter.
Yes.
To me, yeah.
No. Like, they have to be shorter than you?
Maddie said, yeah.
I used to like tall girls.
Used to.
So what happened? It's because you're not tall?
Does height? Can we get a height requirement?
No, don't.
What's 6 foot and up?
Or 5 foot.
I mean, so you would date somebody that's 4'2"?
No. I'm like above 5 feet. Oh,
Danielle.
Sorry. Danielle,
barely 5 feet.
I was gonna say.
Above 5'3".
Above
shorter
five
than
feet.
6 feet.
Did you just say Danielle?
Shorter than.
You. Say shorter than you.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't date tall girl.
No, Brandon hates that, bro.
Brandon hates anybody that's over 150 pounds and.
I'm telling you, he wants Tyla. Well, I think Tyla's taller than you though.
So no. What you did?
I don't want to be looking up to her. Like, I'll date someone the same height as me.
How tall are you, Brandon?
I feel like I would be
5'10".
Short as hell, so you don't have to worry about that.
I'm literally taller than an average person.
My dad is 5'10".
Yeah.
He's an average person.
No. Average is 5'8". I switched up.
Tyler's 5'3".
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
Really? She looks
she's
taller.
Perfect. She's perfect for me. She's like, if I had like a type, like, she's my type.
She is
a pretty individual.
Gorgeous, even.
Question. Do we think everybody has a little bit of sweetness inside of them?
Not everybody.
What does that even mean?
Game, yeah. Yes, that's the question they were talking about in Cage. Literally, yes.
I don't think so.
Were they talking about this in, like, sure. that show we're watching in Psych?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, in Treatment. I'm gonna watch that when I get home. That was a really good job.
I feel like I couldn't just watch a conversation. I mean, well, it depends. Like, maybe for background noise, I would.
Low that's key, what I was thinking. I was thinking, like, study music, study sound. Like, I would watch that.
But.
Okay, maybe scratch that question, but I definitely.
Yeah, let's scratch that question. Well. I'll definitely.
For sure. Even Maddie.
Oh.
You have a little sweetness, Maddie?
Yeah.
I don't actually like guys, but.
Yeah, like, you can't say, like, at all. I feel like.
I never thought a guy's attractive. I just joke about it.
Yeah.
Like, Brandon, if Jason Tatum was right in front of you.
No, like, I'm like joking. I'm not
I wouldn't
gonna,
believe you if I was like an outside. Looking at the way you guys act, I wouldn't believe
I know,
you.
But that's just like.
But that's
like
a, you can that's say exactly like, the thing, though. Like, the fact that. No.
Like, I act.
You can say like a guy like looks good, but not like. I'm
so
not attractive.
So, Shay comes up to you and.
He's an attractive person.
Why is it
Shay? Yeah, I'm not gonna like.
Never give him head if he. Even if he.
I was gonna say a little. Like,
you know, for like $1 million, but like, bro,
$1 million.
If I had $1 million, bro, are you kidding me? But
yeah, I like I never.
You guys too.
You're $60. You win.
$60. Absolutely. That's two DoorDash orders, bro.
You're kissing him for $60?
No,
I would never
kiss.
Like.
For $60 is light. Are you serious?
Are you serious? Hell no.
Well, we all knew where Quick was starting to be sweetness, but.
Hell no.
Brandon,
are you kidding? I'm not kissing
you. You wouldn't kiss a man? You wouldn't literally go like. For $60.
You're kissing
no.
Jason
over the principle that he.
Okay. I don't actually $60. Like guys. I just joke about.
Bro, that's
like
that's $60. One shirt at Zara, bro. I'm gonna kiss him for one shirt at Zara.
Literally.
Like, you're like, not gonna kiss for $60.
Like lip to lip, like a whole like normal like.
Like.
Brandy. Just a like no. A pet. Ew, Brandon, that's nasty. Oh, that is gross.
$60 for a peck is like. Are you?
But saying? Again, it's just celeb. It's Jason Tatum. It's
all right, but I'm just like.
The guy on your home screen. This is what
I'm. Brandon, yeah, literally.
Okay,
like,
I'm a big fan, but I'm not gonna kiss him, bro.
For $60. Do you know how much you could get
you
with $60?
Who and what I would kiss for $60?
I'm saying, like.
You know, we don't wanna know.
Oh, well, yeah, no, I mean, no.
Get, like, nothing for $60.
Yeah, you could get, like, an entire video game, bro. Like, oh, well, they're like $70.
Do you know how much food you could order with $60?
That's two meals.
That's not two.
Maybe two DoorDash. Like, maybe three.
Like, why are you DoorDash?
Walk in case
oh, that's very true. Maybe four times.
Literally. You're set for Chipotle.
And then, like, it doesn't even mean anything. Like, Tom Cruise? I mean, no, not Tom Cruise.
Dude, Tom Brady. You kiss a guy at the school, like, he's, like, normal and everything for $60.
I would kiss any and everybody in the school.
Like, a pet.
Let me think about his food.
Anyways, what are your thoughts on, like, friendly relationships? Like, if someone...
No! Like, no! Benefits,
yeah. First of benefits, like...
Oh!
Yeah. You're not, like, for sure, in a relationship.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So,
but...
talking.
Yeah.
So, just normal
well,
talking.
He said friendly relationship.
No, like,
I was
normal
thinking, like,
talking
your
or friendly
relationship.
Benefits.
And then you're...
Like,
yeah,
that's
what
I was thinking,
too.
That's why I said no, like...
Yeah, it's like, absolutely not. Like, if I was in a relationship and, like, my little sink was, like, a tree stake...
Oh.
Well, like, actively...
You're not one to judge,
so... All right, but we're not talking... We're talking about the other side of the story, not me. But, no. But, like, friends with benefits, like, fuck yeah. Like, sign me up. ASAP. That's...
You're lost.
And what was that before?
A tree.
That'd be impressive.
Sorry, Quinn. Where was it?
Thank you.
Yeah, I...
That
leads
to many
things. I'm saying no. Actually, no. It depends. It depends like how the friends with benefits like started.
That leads to great things.
What do you mean by that?
Like
you can't
go from a relationship to friends with benefits, but maybe the other way around.
Relationship friends with benefits to relationship
could work. Yeah, it could work.
Oh yeah, but relationship to friends with benefits
would not work.
Ever. Don't ever do that.
Right on.
I'm sorry, Cody.
They'll never do. Oh, what about me? You're not sorry for me?
I already gave you my
I mean, I'm sorry for you.
Thank you, Amina.
I prefer friends with
thing.
Benefits
yeah,
rather than
Amina
a relationship.
Commitment.
Really?
Yeah, I can't
commit. Okay, so what if you saw, like,
no.
You're a man
no.
with, like, another girl? Like, you wouldn't feel any type
he
of...
He wouldn't be my man. We wouldn't get to
but
that.
But that's your friends with benefit, though. So, like, you wouldn't feel any type of...
Yeah, way. You're not committed.
So if you can go find someone else, I can do the same thing.
But that's not the question. Would your feelings be like
that? Yeah, would you? How would
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so then that's.
Like,
well, yeah, how would your feelings
be like? But then it's like.
So then why would you do that to
yourself? It would not hurt necessarily. It just, like, hurt because, like, our time is done. Like,
but
okay,
so then
what's the point of the friends with benefits?
Because you're friends with benefits.
Yeah, so why would it matter?
You're saying you're just friends.
Okay, then, yeah, that is true, yeah. I mean, if we
so,
still
like,
want to mess around, we could still mess around.
I was saying, like, your current little friends with benefits, like, if.
It's not true. You guys can't, like, can
Wait, are you talking to somebody?
Are you serious?
I feel like if you confirm that you're, like, talking to somebody and you start, like, fucking with somebody else, like, that's, like, sweet. To an extent, I feel.
To an extent.
Because, like, you're not dating, so, like, it's not as big, of an offense, but, like, if you're, like, locked into talking to somebody, I feel like you shouldn't be talking to anybody else, but.
Next question. Second to last question. We got two more.
What? This is not. Oh, wait, we got
What are your thoughts on marriage?
No, I will never get married.
It's like, so. Really?
That's the goal. That's the goal going into every relationship.
Absolutely.
That's every relationship?
For me.
I would hope not considering your ex, but.
Just. Yo, leave me alone.
Listen. Yeah, quick, y'all plan on getting married? Pray.
Who's y'all?
Wait, no.
Rephrase your question. Wait, were we planning on getting married?
Like when you got into a relationship with her, you were like, thinking about marriage.
I didn't really have a smart mindset.
At 17 years old, you were thinking about getting married?
Listen, yo.
I was listening, yo.
Listen. Actually, you know, going back to that fact is why we kind of broke up. Because, so, before we broke up, I had a conversation with my sister, because she's, like, my therapist. Aww. And she was like, do you really see her, like, in your future, like, getting married, going to college, like, do you really see if that could work? I was like, I don't really see, okay. I don't really see anything, like, past. And she was like, so why are you still in the relationship? So I was like, you're right.
But I feel like, to an extent, that doesn't really matter, because we're in high school.
I know, it's gonna end.
I know, but, like, we're in high school, but we're going to college.
But, like, some of them are, like,
high school now, we're probably full grown adults.
It could be like that, like 10% that like goes on, like as a feature.
But why would I take a bet on that?
Not with her.
Yeah, and I didn't see that 10% in her. I didn't see that connection. Like maybe we could be something.
I'm sorry.
Down the line.
I'm glad.
That's not even
sorry.
That's good.
That's good.
It's good that he realized that.
Like he can.
And then I was like, but I don't really want to like hurt her. And then you're like, she was like, you can either hurt her now.
Or hurt her later
and make it worse.
She was big.
She could be my shoe. What's her Insta?
Is it Millie Cakes?
Oh. Now she's happily married.
Wait, what?
She ate. That was her.
That's your sister? Yeah. Wait, are we talking about the same person?
Mina's a fan already.
Mina follows everybody, bro.
No, because her?
No.
Oh, because I'm like, absolutely not.
You don't like her?
No, I was gonna say she's Kenyan, so I was thinking. Sister, I was like, bro.
This is very Ghanaian.
Amina. I'm sorry. What was the question? Oh, marriage? No, I don't. Yeah. I don't.
Really. Like, what are your thoughts on marriage? Like, as a value?
I don't believe.
Do you think you need marriage. To have? Do you think you need to get married for your relationship to be like worth it?
No, I don't think so at all. But I think I need a partner who like understands. Like, I don't want to get married because like people think like you could change someone as the relationship goes on, and it's like I can't know because like my mind is very much.
I'm dying over here, bro.
We
like,
know.
I always say
I'm not getting married, so I just don't believe in it. I don't get it. Like, why do you need to sign to like?
Because I can only commit. I'm taking a river.
Like, if you want a big party, just say that. You could still have the party and not, like.
Yeah.
But it's, like, the whole marriage.
Commitment for the rest of your life.
Like, so no, I'm sorry, I can't. And then it's, like, now you have to think, like, you really can't get, like, who wants to get divorced? Like, divorce comes with. It doesn't come with marriage, but, like, it's always a possibility. Like, it's baggage.
And then it's money. Like, that's what I'm saying.
It's too messy.
Yeah,
it's too
that's sorry. A lot
I'm
of
not shit. Doing that. And then if you want me to sign a prenup, no. I can't commit my. No,
that's
I'm
so
sorry,
much commitment.
Just,
like, I can't even decide what college I want to go to.
That's what
you
I'm
mean
saying.
To tell
like,
me, like,
I can decide on one.
No, like, one
versus
single human being out
of
the 7 billion, however many billion people in this world. You want one.
That's insane.
No.
What if
I feel like
what
God
if you really
even
think you found
you
the
to,
one, though? Like,
actually, let me not bring God.
I don't think you find yourself.
No, but that's true, though. That's true.
I believe in soulmates.
You think you find your one soulmate?
So, I found your soulmate. You're not going to marry them?
No, because you don't need marriage to be with a soulmate.
You don't need
marriage. You don't
but,
need the
I mean,
whole certification.
You don't think you
your soulmate
to have
is
them only for yourself though. Like that's the,
but
that's
I
the
do.
Other part.
That's the relationship. But it's like marriage. You don't need to, signing something is not gonna make me love you more.
That's true.
Like that but, doesn't make any sense.
But marriage in the aspect of like getting married or just like oh yeah I'm committed with you.
I feel like that commitment is too much for me. And it's like I just think, keep thinking
soulmate,
back
though?
About like divorce. Like I just can't.
She doesn't want marriage. Even if
I'm so mad if I spent like $10,000 on a wedding and then like we got divorced.
That's what I'm saying. Like come on, and then you have kids with that person.
Damn, I'm trying to get out.
You're not saying what?
I don't even know where I was going with that. I was just talking.
Yeah. right now, absolutely not. Yeah. Like, never, absolutely not. Like, the people who began married at, like, 2021, they're, like,
I will insane. Never understand that. You just gave your life away. No,
you're insane.
Okay, wait, so the ones that do want to get married, what's your ideal marriage age?
Like,
20s.
20s.
20s?
You're insane, right?
Yeah.
That's Aaliyah getting married.
Because you're already an adult, though.
Yeah, I think
this is. Also, like, there's a lot of, like, adult benefits.
But your 20s are figuring out your... That's, like...
People be getting married at 25.
But 20. That's time to invest in yourself. No, so I feel like... For the future.
28, maybe.
I feel that's like...
28, 29, yeah. That's
absolutely not.
I'm sorry. I can't agree with that.
20, I feel like...
Because, like, you're, like, out of college by, like...
By 22.
23,
I think, like, early 30s.
Oh, depends on where you're going.
Yeah.
3 minimum. Minimum is...
But, like, I think...
Getting, yeah, I think 30s is valid. But...
Because you have to have... You don't have to have kids, but, like...
My thing is, if I was to have kids, I wouldn't have kids with somebody that I wouldn't, like, marry.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So, like...
Okay, so
well,
that
would
means
you
no kids?
Marry first and then kids, or would
yes.
you... Would
I mean,
you, like,
I'm Christian, so...
Yeah,
I would marry so first. I would marry first and then kids.
So, does that mean no kids for you, too?
We smashing the kid happens.
Well, yeah,
to
I don't want
you,
kids,
like,
so...
So, would you have kids?
At this very moment, no. Probably not. But that's my thing too. Like, if it just happened to, like, I don't know how it would happen. But if it happened to happen, like, I wouldn't, like, get rid of it. I feel like, depending on where I'm at in my life, I probably wouldn't get rid of it.
I think late 20s is good.
And if it's like, a boy, I might have to get rid of it.
I feel like, because, like,
you know, yourself as an adult.
I wouldn't want a girl first.
There's,
I would not want.
There's
an
no.
Older.
There's no need. There's no need for more boys in this world.
Yeah, I want like an older brother.
I would
raise
sister. Not. If they happen to be like a crash out or like a disgusting human being, like, I
would have kids at like 27. 28.
That's good.
Okay, so Brandon, so like, how long before you, like, know to get married to someone? Like, how long to the boyfriend girlfriend? Yeah, how long is that?
Did y'all see?
And wait, mind you, you're coming out of college like 20s too.
And broke.
That's what I'm saying. Like, like, what's your living situation?
But you're starting your career. Also,
that's
when you
thing.
Get married, like,
exactly, starting your career, you don't even have that money. You're starting.
Like,
well,
that money comes
it depends on your career.
Say, I'm getting.
It's
my career at 24. That's like 5 years. I'm gonna be like.
Like, for instance, like, my sister, like, she married someone that's decently far off in life. She's not so well, but they came together, not doing great.
But is she live well? Never mind, that's too personal. But like, I don't. Yeah.
I think like 3 to 5 years.
That's 3 to 5 like, before you get married.
In a relationship before you get married. Yeah, something like that. I know people.
Yeah,
that,
I agree.
I think people are like 8.
I think yeah, by 5, like
3 to 5.
I'm sorry, if we're 10 years and you didn't propose.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that? Did you see that TikTok?
Yeah, I think I did. And then she asked, and like.
I saw a girl asking the guy.
Wait, friend,
no,
another question.
This guy proposed to his girlfriend of 10 years in the car, and like
in the car.
She said no because she was like, it took you 10 years to propose, and you never like
what? And she didn't even
any
like,
thought behind it. Gosh.
In the car, you don't even have to be your girlfriend in the car.
Wait, like mad.
What
like,
if you like propose someone? They say no.
He
what
was mad.
Is it
a bad relationship?
It depends. Like what? No, it depends why they said no. If it's like because like they're not ready or something, it's like I guess I'll wait because we've been dating for so long.
Okay, but like 5 years. Ten,
I'm about to say, you
seven,
haven't had that conversation.
I know.
You're not ready.
I feel like you should know.
Raps?
Yeah.
By year 4, if this isn't like a constant conversation that we're having,
like, come on.
I think I would know by like 5 years, so.
Okay.
I hope she doesn't say no.
I do be feeling bad for men, though. Like, I feel like asking to marry a woman,
asking
like,
that,
that's
asking
so
big ass ring.
That would be so scary.
Put a dent in your pocket.
Why do men have to ask everything? That's not fair.
Same, bro.
Can you return?
Why do women have to go through everything physically?
Oh, W-press.
Like, Brandon, I can't believe you just said W-press. That.
No, I'm saying like high school relationship.
Oh, sorry.
Like high school relationship.
And they don't say you're the captain.
Definitely not.
It doesn't depend
on the
relationship. Just a high school relationship?
Depends
yeah,
on
the
girl.
Yeah, depends on the girl.
I mean, they don't really have to in high school. Like, what?
High school is just fun, bro. Like,
yeah, like,
fun.
Just
yeah.
Vibe.
Literally just a vibe.
Just
vibe.
Just vibe.
Like, actually, just vibe. If it's going past just vibing, run away.
No!
Are we ready for the last question?
Yeah.
What's your definition of love?
I've never felt it.
L-O-V-E-E.
Wait, you?
Okay, I'll go first. I think love, it can't be found. It has to be built.
That's a bar.
Why are you Socrates?
I don't know. I'm just... like, I think, like, love at first sight is, like, bullshit. And you can't, like, know that you love someone until you build that relationship.
I agree with that. Love at first sight does not seem real to me.
Yeah, no. Love it. I said love in like 5 minutes. Like, maybe, but.
Yeah, if you don't even interact with them, like.
Like, definitely, like. When I first started talking to that girl, bro, it took like 10 minutes. I was geeked. Like, it was like rapture.
Wait, your current?
She didn't love her.
Or remember when the current one followed you on Instagram? Oh,
no. That's what I'm saying.
You'd be manifesting people. I don't know. That's what I'm
saying. But it's also, it doesn't take much to like excite me, so. Oh. Not like that, not like at all.
So, being
like
easy.
So you're fast?
You're easy?
No. Easy is probably the better
too
word.
Easy?
Wow, I mean, you're not supposed to reply to that.
Oh. No, but like being fast. Like, the girl followed me. I was geeked.
Please excuse this interruption. Drama and theater will be canceled this afternoon.
Why not nursing, bro?
Drama and theater will be canceled after school. Thank you.
But like, really?
Brother's actually like bad.
Now that I'm actually like saying about it, like, that's actually crazy. It took a follow on Instagram for my whole like little 8-9 month relationship to like, it was raps. Like, that's crazy. That's also shitty on my part. Yeah, it's kinda bad. But like, that's kind of. Self-reflection.
What's your definition of love?
Have you been in love, Amina?
Okay, yeah.
Wait.
That, like, when, like, not to be like corny, but like, they're like your everything, bro. Like, warmness, like.
That's so cute. That's so lame.
When it was yours.
Like, actually.
Feelings make him uncomfortable.
Like, you know that song, like, Everything by, like, Kehlani? Like, it's like that. That's such a good song. That's
that exactly. is a good. That's she has good, like, motivational, like.
The climb.
She be speaking to you.
Yeah, that's what it feels. It feels like that song.
The climb.
Wait.
Just think, like, it's like unconditional love. Like, you do anything for them. You know, you do. You make your sacrifices for them. And, yeah.
I guess. I'm not even explaining it right. Because, like, when I was in, like, love or whatever, it was, like, a whole thing, like.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh,
no.
Sorry,
but
school's cutting onions.
Did we want to touch on it? Oh, did you? Oh, sorry.
No, I don't want, because I don't know how it feels like, so I don't want
your parents?
To. Well, yeah, but that's a completely different type of love.
That's true. Also, but it also can't be at the same time.
He didn't clarify which one.
Also, like, if you're, like, really in tune with the person, and you love them so much that you want them to be your family, that could be the same love.
Oh, okay. Whoa. Oh, never mind. Okay.
Well, yeah, I love my parents. Oh. Yeah, I love my parents. Yeah.
Okay.
I've come to love
them. Does everyone love their parents?
I love my parents.
Yeah, me too.
What a weird question. Yeah, it's weird.
I think you're trying to tell me.
Your mom and your dad? Your mom?
Let's.
Oh, wait, I
have a question. Okay, you love her, baby. Just
quickly,
I do. I literally said that I do. Like, because I already answered. Like,
you can't answer.
So you're trying to ego me?
And
rude.
My phone, me to my phone.
How long did it take for the first "I love you" in a relationship?
I don't think there's a time. Yeah. It's just the feeling.
Whatever you feel.
How early is too early?
Like, versus
the first, like,
it took me like a month.
Yeah, the first month, if you say.
You hate. Oh.
I think that's reasonable.
But there's also people with, like, that Love is Blind show, like, they set love you.
But that's a reality show,
but they actually are getting married.
Are they getting paid? Like, they're getting
paid. They're getting recognition. That's for followers on Instagram.
They're married in real life.
For clout. There's a difference between reality TV and a producer telling you what to say and do than something coming from your heart, like, actually, genuinely.
I think some of them are genuine.
It's reality TV, Brandon. Nothing's real on there.
So let the boy believe him in it.
Believe
him. Let him believe.
But yeah, that was all the points. Do we want to like touch on anything before like wrap up? Or Amina, you like making up like random questions? You got any?
I know you have some good questions, Amina.
We never answer a celebrity question.
Or crushes at all, by the way. So.
Brandon, so.
I did go.
It's literally because of you. No, you didn't.
Brandon,
I didn't
go.
I literally said, like, that looks stink. No one else did that.
What?
Okay.
What is he talking about?
Like,
you're, like, saying, like, what I look for it. Like.
That's not what we mean. That's not even the question.
But you guys didn't answer that. Only I did.
No, we were talking about, we didn't answer our celebrity crush/crushes in general.
because of you.
How's that because of me?
You didn't want to go first. But Brennan, you were picked to go first, and then you were.
Where's the clown?
Is that a wrap? Can't see Brandon? Well, we know what Brandon looks like. It's the clown.
These are mad silly, bro. When? So ridiculous.
Do you remember our first date?
Have you guys gone on... Yeah, that's corny. Like, this is corny. Like, we're damn near, like, 18 years old. Like,
what was the best date?
Damn near, meaning you're way past.
What was your best date?
Way.
I was asking you. What was your best date?
You see, the whole spontaneous thing, like, I don't... Yeah, that's just, like, going out to me. Like, I don't know if that would be considered a date. And if it's dates, I've only probably been on, like, a couple, but, like...
Really?
With that fucking girl. We got tacos once, and then we, like, went to, like, Forest Park and, like, just sat and chat and, like, ate tacos. And that was kind of fun. And then I brought her, like, softball practice. So that was, like, kind of fun, I guess.
Right, Hashim.
It's cute. And then a little pooky.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I did pink, like, in painting. That was really true. But that's actually, like, not... It was a date because, like, we're fixing problems. So, it wasn't really...
A lot of my little dates ended up with, like, arguments, so...
Anyways.
Trouble in parents.
Wait, do you see yourself getting into like a relationship like anytime soon? Like,
I don't. Are you still I'm not in a rush. I don't like.
Oh really?
No, I don't care about being in a relationship that much.
Interesting.
Valid. She said interesting.
Wait, do you see like a future with anyone in the school?
No, not at all. Actually,
not a future, but like
even maybe a slight chance of like maybe.
Oh. I'd like to mention another day because I feel bad for mentioning that old little. Me and Lil Pookie, we were driving my little cousin around the city because she had like a little sneaky link or whatever, and we were out until like 2 in the morning, like driving around and listening to music and shit.
What was cool. The sneaky link?
Yes, well.
Oh.
That was kind of cool. That was kind of fun. Maybe I should have brought Lil Pookie to school and got food and then came here.
And where did I go?
McDonald's.
You love McDonald's.
Bro, it was have early you in the morning. Shame? I was getting
it doesn't
coffee,
matter. Like, you can, and you can get coffee from Dunkin'.
You can get coffee from literally anywhere.
Literally.
Starbucks.
But Starbucks is no better than McDonald's. You idiots. They still support
you're not gonna eat McDonald's?
Yeah, McDonald's.
Wait, I saw a TikTok. Like, Starbucks, like, sued, yeah. Like, something because they didn't actually fund. I'll show you the TikTok.
Yeah, same with
McDonald's.
So I mean, just shut up because you're not even educated in the whole genocide anyway.
Bro, I'm in genocide studies.
Oh my god.
That is not a W press. That's not a W press. And you guys are just as idiotic as I am.
Do you even have a t-shirt?
And is Vacon here or is he on paternity leave? So what are you learning? So tell me one thing about Palestine.
This is about love.
So I love you. That's ridiculous.
That was crazy. Yeah. I teach genocide studies, okay.
So you know about
I'm
genocide.
I'm literally in Miss Move's little corny-ass little genocide.
Oh, it's corny. Why is it corny?
It's full of dorks. That's why it's corny. It's straight dorks.
Or you're just not educated enough, as you should be.
That'd be press, me. That'd
be press.
That'd be press.
That's what I'm saying. You just dabbed her on because she said she's in genocide studies.
I eat McDonald's.
It was
so.
A joke.
I've been eating McDonald's for guys.
McDonald's is not good enough.
I'm sorry on that.
This nigga's gonna be saying that because he doesn't eat McDonald's. Let it be Popeye's.
If Popeye's for you, you will be there. How often do I get Popeye's? When was the last time I had a chicken sandwich?
Wait, if Mike and I support a genocide, you have to bust it off.
No, I can't go a minute without making
you get the
oh, 1
bags.
Minute, yeah. No, quick, I don't even know the last. Oh, well, okay.
Oh, okay. This you have
I got my connects like yesterday. But literally before that, it was like a week in between.
Oh, wow.
Don't play, bro.
Cyber Poncho's bus.
What?
I seen your little TikTok, so.
They are bus. Yeah. But I don't drink that. Like,
no.
Exactly.
If matcha supported genocide,
ooh,
you
what's
would
an
not
ideal
drink
date?
No, but matcha is a plant. How can
no,
a plant?
No, I'm saying like
how can
the brand?
Like,
yeah, the brand matcha.
Matcha isn't a brand. It's
the
a
brand
type
you
of
drink,
tea.
The brand, like I don't know if you make matcha. Do you make matcha?
No. Well, not really. No, I don't make. I've made it twice. Like I've had a stink twice. If that makes
you
sense.
Had a stink.
Yeah, you had a stink.
No,
twice.
Like no, the like mix. Yeah, like the one Maddie got me, and the one Quake got me. Like
she had a stink twice.
But I
never had a stink anyway. That's so yeah. The brand that's
independent
not stink.
Woman.
Thank you. Yes. because black.
Grown woman.
Where is everybody's race purity scores?
63. 70. Like 70
something,
yeah. Man, yours was like a
60
something. Are
both
I think I'm 70. Amina, there is. Why are you lying?
It's 70.
I think mine's like 60.
Mine maybe. Is not lower than yours, Amina.
Hers was 1 point like, lower than mine, and mine's in the 50.
What's mine? What was mine? 60 something?
Yeah, yours was like 60.
Like, you're just annoying.
Man, what size are your forces?
100.
You're a liar! That's not impossible.
That's not even possible, bro.
Yes, it is possible.
It's not possible.
What is it? Like, is holding hands on there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You yeah. 99, 98.
Brandon. Oh.
Red.
Oh. Oh. Why are you? Oh.
Wait, sorry, Brandon.
Un segundo.
Okay.
Un segundo.
Amina,
whoa.
Why are you voices?
Bro, that's a rap.
My voices are beat, though.
She's already up.
Bro, so we're going to New York. I'm like,
I can't fit. Guys, when are we going to New York?
We're going to New York on the 24th.
Bro, when are we going to like,
of April?
Yeah, something like that.
With ACC and S. That's a lot.
That's the 26th.
That is a lot of people.
Oh,
are you coming?
She said 50 bags.
15?
50.
Oh, 50.
Actually, that's like both clubs combined, I think. And there's a lot of like,
but she said it's due on Friday at the payment.
And I think a lot of people are in both, so it's like,
oh, Brandon, I have your permission slip.
I don't even have a permission slip.
Right,
when is it due?
I gave it back.
You did? Oh, tomorrow.
I need to, I'm not gonna be here.
It's due tomorrow?
Yeah.
Brandon, can you pay my $20?
Bro, she better give me the exception. Oh, I'll bring it Monday.
Anyways, we're on the hour 15 minutes.
No, I'm not. Well,
that's right.
I just gave up on that.
Huh?
The permission slip
for ACC?
For New York.
Do you have
that's what I'm saying. So,
and she walked away.
I'll get some from Mike.
Quick, the president?
Sorry. Yeah, I mean, that's better. Let's get me away.
This thing's like 2 hours long.
It is. I don't know why I let y'all go on this a lot.
Literally, half of that is like.
Just yapping. Yeah, you can believe some of that.
Literally, it's gonna be a 30-minute thing. That's why.
No, if I cut it down, it's still gonna be like around like 50.
Okay.
25 minutes.
All right. See what we're doing right now. Like, yeah, like,
but
I love you guys.
Oh. Nobody said it back.
So, I love you too. You know. Yes.
We all love you. Bro.
Yeah, I love you.
Quick, you're not about to nap the mic.
You hate Amina.
You trying to love me in private.
Amina, I can love you in public too. Are you crazy?
Okay, come on.
He's a...
Who possessed
me? Anyways, let's get out of here before that spreads.
Can you
thanks for joining us, guys.
This
was a fun discussion. I like this.
It's been great. I'm glad we all had different opinions about love, and you know, it's good
to
see different
values.
The
different perspectives.
That's amazing. Lots of different perspectives. Any warnings to the people, like, you know, about to get in relationships? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you have any advice to tell anybody,
that's a good way to end it.
I've been eating up with the questions. I better get production credits for this episode. Like,
I better see you on TikTok with Fanita.
I'm gonna add this to my senior project.
She got a
Kwaku and Brandon out with senior project.
It's brewing. I just don't know how to like phrase this.
Yeah, I'm gonna go first. Brandon, go first.
I don't have any advice to give.
Good love takes time, so don't rush into things.
Oh, it's like a
freeze. You got that on Instagram.
Yeah, and how do you determine good love? Like,
a good
love.
A good relationship? Well,
that's Justin LaBoy type.
Like, literally.
Pick another
that
one. Because
that's just how I, like, I...
Justin LaBoy.
Since Justin LaBoy is... Bro,
can you give them some, like, advice?
I think mine is, like, make sure you're good. So, like, the relationship is good, too. Yeah.
Make sure you love yourself.
Yeah, make sure you love yourself.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Confidence.
That's actually,
why you smile like that?
Let me spit. Let me spit.
Yeah, pass the mic.
You can drop the
mic
after.
You know what I'm saying? As speaking out of reflection. Actually, let me not, because I ain't even moving. But if it's over, bro, let it be over. I said warning. That's the first thing I said. Warning or advice for like going into like what you should know.
For going into it. Like,
yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah, I'll
going
think about
into,
yeah, when it gets to be over, let it be over.
Why are you thinking about it being
over? Yeah,
be over.
It just started.
I know. Like, I'm gonna
like, damn. Like, help them out, bro. Like,
can't even live in the moment. Like, I mean, you're thinking about it being done when you're just getting into a relationship. That's a terrible way to enter something.
Getting into finishing one and getting into another.
Yeah. She's spinning. I don't know what's up.
Great. Trauma bond.
Amina.
Huh?
Amina.
She's never. She said she's never.
I've been I've never. I don't have any advice. What about you, Kuku?
Say that party next door song. Loyal. All right.
Wow. Okay. What about Chris Brown?
Woman beater. I will never take advice from him.
Chris Brown or The Weeknd?
What? The Weeknd. That was a joke.
Okay. All right. So, thanks for joining us, guys.
Be sure to like and share the video.
Yeah.
Like, share, and subscribe.
Hit that subscribe button. Yo! Put these somewhere. Are you cash nasty?
Yeah. Alright, let's actually end it.
Damn, holding the
what?
Better hear you breathing.
Tech HQ
out.